I titled my talk this evening, At What Cost? And I don't know about anybody else, but I've been quite challenged by today's readings, not least because of a beheading. So thank you to Jenny for giving me this Sunday. But having said that, I'd like to take just a quick look at both readings, actually, because I feel that both readings have something to say to us about our cost of our discipleship. So in our Ephesians reading, we hear of praise and spiritual blessings. We are all made differently, which is no surprise, but our author stops to thank God for his planning and foresight in making this messy human diversity. Ephesians is a letter about living together in the midst of human differences. The author is a Jew and his audience largely Gentile. The message is that although God made two different groups, he has broken down the wall that keeps them apart and made them into one in Christ. It is not easy living together as two groups who have previously been at odds with one another on religious grounds. The letter acknowledges that living with differences requires effort. It takes humility, gentleness, and patience. Isn't this not similar to current society? How many times do we find ourselves at loggerheads with each other over the way we think and behave? It also made me reflect on my times I spent in Bradford. And obviously, football aside, if anybody gets 5 minutes to Google St. Stephen's Bradford, I'd encourage you to do so. As I'm sure many of you are aware, Bradford is a very diverse community. And St. Stephen's Church is in the middle of this multi-ethnic community. The work they do within their community is a real testament to humility, gentleness, and patience. Many of Paul's letters open with thanksgiving for the faith or spiritual gifts within communities, and Ephesians includes both a thanksgiving for the community and for God's action. I believe the challenge for me and you here is not that we can enjoy the blessings of God's plans for our lives, but have we the courage to talk to our friends about these plans and blessings? The lockdowns over the past year or so have highlighted to me that we need to listen and talk more to everybody. This can be a challenge as I have found in my current work life. Whether we have a faith or not, as yet, we need to have the courage to tell people of God's love for all. Over this past year, it's been so obvious to me that human interaction is vitally important for people's mental and physical health, and we as Christians have a vital role to play in this, to tell people how much they are loved by God and how important they are to us and to him. So what about a beheading? What should I ask for, she replied, the head of John the Baptist. Having previously worked in an office for 40 years, I am very aware of the office culture of gossip and wanting to know everything about everyone. Even now in the gym, it's not much different. And what sells newspapers? Gossip and the human need to know everything about everything and everyone. Our social media keeps us up to date with what everyone is up to in their private lives. And I doubt it's a surprise to you that the most popular items in the media are royalty, sex, politics, and religion. Put these all together, and we have a great selling tool for our gossip-driven media. Royalty, politicians, and celebrities continually seek somewhere to get away from the lens and enjoy some private time. But private life is actually quite new. A few hundred years back, and we lived in small village communities where everyone knew everyone and knew everything that was going on. Royalty and the rich may have had some private life then, just by who they were and by employing deaf slaves. This human need to gossip and know all says a lot about our human frailties and the way we choose to live our lives. But it also speaks to us about our reading from Mark. Put this gossip package together, located in the first century of Galilee, and you have the story of Herod and John the Baptist. There's nothing private about this story. It's all around the palace in no time, around the neighborhood by morning, and around Galilee within a day or two. In today's times, the media would have had a field day. It's sordid, it's shabby, and it's shameful. Oh, the gossip. We may try to pretend otherwise, but we love it. John the Baptist spoke the truth about Herod's second marriage in a way that was politically charged and highly risky. He took a stance against this type of rule, and to a very great cost. Mark's gospel reading this week is a classic in the costs that result from the decisions of John the Baptist and Herod. Everything has a cost associated with it, including each and every choice we make. Some of our choices are no-brainers and have seemingly no cost or ill consequence attached. But many of the choices we make, however, come at significant cost to ourselves and to others. Our responses to this tend to fall and fluctuate between two extremes, plunging forward without regard for any collateral damage, or held back by fear of the what-ifs. Most of us will never face losing our life for the gospel, although it's certainly not impossible. There are plenty of examples of those who have made such a sacrifice in the service of Christ throughout history and who continue to face persecution and death today. It's worth remembering those who have lost their freedom because of their faith in Jesus. And around 260 million Christians continue to live in countries where there can be circumstances of great threat and pressure. I watched a film recently called Escape from Pretoria, a true story all about keys and the way political prisoner Tim Jenkin secretly fashioned a whole set in his cell. He and his friend were incarcerated in a South African high security prison for distributing anti-apartheid leaflets, for speaking up for truth and justice. But the resourceful pair refused to stay locked in and hatched a plan so startling you'd think it ridiculous if it wasn't true. Freedom is an elusive concept, even for those of us not held behind bars. It's hard to appreciate the freedom we have, and things like money or lack of opportunity, broken dreams, and other people can all seriously hem us in. May we take a few moments today to appreciate the good things we have and to pray for those who are struggling. Life is never perfect. We know this. We live in a fractured world, and for some it is exceedingly difficult indeed. But let us remember that Jesus gave everything to bring freedom and to inspire and empower us to live with the same desire and hunger for truth and justice that he had. I am sure you can think of people you know or situations you have seen or learnt about where there is a significant cost involved when we try and stand up for truth and freedom. I refer to my friends in Bradford again, as they live in an area that there is very low standard of living, many without jobs and very poor health, etc. I would suggest their cost is probably greater as they have very little to begin with. And what about modern parallels? How about scientists speaking out about climate change? Or perhaps the case of Professor Chris Whitty. His scientific expertise in relation to COVID-19, receiving hate mail and being hounded for their work and beliefs, albeit not necessarily religiously focused. So let us ask ourselves some questions. At what cost will we stand as truth tellers, prophets, and or sharers of the good news? Is there hesitation? Of course there is. We are human in nature, and I'm sure many of us have listened to similar sermons in the past. But by acknowledging our human frailties, we need to hear and be reminded again of this cost if we are to live a more faith and Jesus-based life. Will we speak out publicly for injustice on behalf of the poor, the marginalised or the vulnerable, if it means it may affect our current lifestyle? In a week's time or so, we may be living our lives without the restrictions of the past years. Will we as a faith people return to the ways of the past, or will we bear a cost in our discipleship and stand with those who will struggle to return to some form of normality, whether that be physically, mentally, or socially and financially? How do we count the cost of being a disciple of Jesus? To what lengths are we really willing to go to share the good news, speak against injustice, and bring about the reign of God? What are our fears and stumbling blocks? How can we as a faith community here in Letchworth stand together and support one another in a faithful living in the world? Let's pray. Lord, we thank you for creating your messy human diversity. Help us to always work and walk alongside everyone we meet, regardless of their differences. Give us renewed strength to not be afraid to bear a great cost in bringing about a more just and Jesus-based society. Amen.